life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Eliana, welcome to 1,000 Days. How are you doing today?
You know, it's one of those 1,000 days today.
it's one of them.
It's one of them.
1,000%. And how have you been doing this past few weeks, just overall? Like, how's life?
Life is good. Life is busy. Mm-hmm. A lot of new experiences. A lot of, like, relationship building, which I love. I love this point in the semester. I feel like all the new friends are kind of integrated into your life properly.
Yeah.
So I'm just really excited.
Yeah, no, it's so fun. So we're just going to hop right into your journal because we've got a lot of stuff in there that I want to touch on. So first and foremost, my favorite thing, you start out your journal with a word of advice. And you said, sometimes when things work out, don't question it and don't think too hard about it because any awkwardness is only a tool with which to achieve your means. So go ahead, literally.
Yeah.
So go ahead, walk me through, one, how you came to that piece of advice, and two, how have you kind of seen that play out recently?
That piece of advice is an Eliana original, man.
Yes, like, ma'am.
I am somewhat of an enigma of which awkwardness and embarrassment presents itself in situations, and I just kind of say no. And I think there's a couple of times where my no response doesn't really translate to my brain as well because it's actually something that's, like, meaningful to me.
Yeah.
Like, what people think about me, specifically, like, certain people that I really look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just tell myself I got what I wanted out of the interaction. And whatever has changed, it's fine because the end goal is what I got. So, like, I'm just not going to think too hard about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think too hard about how it worked out. It just did.
Yeah, we love to see it. And you kind of mentioned, like, you have been doing a lot of really fun, random things.
Mm-hmm.
So you started out by saying that you and your roommate reassigned names to the continents.
Yes, we did.
So what? Like, walk me through that. First of all, why?
Okay, so I don't know how we got started on it, but I was talking about how the United States of America are in, you know, North America.
Yep.
But there's North and South America, and only one of them has America in it.
Oh.
And so I feel like North and South are equal, and I don't think that South America is as America as North America is. So we said there's the United States of America and then everything that borders it, aka Mexico and Canada, are the greater American areas, kind of like the tri-state area, the greater American areas. And then South America is the lesser American areas because there's less America in it. AKA none. But it gets an honorary pass. And then Alaska and Hawaii are the vacationary American areas. And then last but not least, everything else, which is just classified as whatever's over there.
Okay.
We don't talk about it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry to all the exchange students.
I love the exchange students. This has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
This would have happened at, like,
the international students. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I love you all. Please be my friends.
Well, that is so fun. And, like, you said this was, like, what time of night?
This was, well, it was, like, 8 p.m., but I came back from this crazy, like, 24 hours where I had, like, not very much sleep, and then I got back on campus from being home, and, like, 10 minutes later, I was off to, like, a promotional event for the radio station, and I just was, like, so, like, not loopy, but just, like, so
exhausted,
tired, and had, like, no filter, and my roommate and I were just, like, goofing off, and we were just, like, what even? Like, we found a map that labeled, like, all the continents, and then for some reason Greenland was labeled, and Russia was labeled, and I was, like, Greenland really, like, is that is that important enough to be, like, labeled on a map of the continents? It's,
yeah.
It's not a continent. And Russia is definitely not its own separate thing. It literally is in Asia and in Europe. So what's up with that?
Literally, no. We love to see it. I feel like the funnest things happen in, like, the weirdest mindsets. But it's so fun.
I mean, I really don't know. It just happens.
It is what it is. And then we had an Eliana first.
We did.
You registered for classes and got everything you needed.
This is
new. Like, this has never happened before. How do you feel?
I was just so excited because I had to register during my class.
Yeah.
And I talked to my professor ahead of time. He's actually my advisor also.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, that's fine." But for some reason, it, like, wasn't working. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I have to put my computer away. I need to pay attention to class. So then I was walking from class to work, and I was walking with my friend, and mm-hmm. I was explaining that I needed to get there quicker because I needed to register for my classes.
Yeah.
And he was just giving me such a hard time about it. I was like, oh my gosh, please shut up, please. Because he was like, imagine if everything has a wait list and then you have to take all these, like, I don't know, like, literature, like all these gen eds that you don't, you know, whatever. Like, there are certain things in my major that are only offered twice while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's important for me to get the ones that I want earlier.
Yeah.
So that I have, like, all the prereqs and everything that I need
mm-hmm.
for my major. And I'm like, right now, the classes that are being taught, I wouldn't get until, like, for example, senior year of, like, spring of senior year. And so that's, like, the very end of my education. And there are certain things that I want earlier just so that they can serve me in the future.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is not helpful. I can't believe you just said that. And so then I went on and I got into every class except New Testament. I ended up having to get a different professor, which is really no big deal. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm just glad that I got all my major classes I needed.
Literally. No, it's so amazing. So excited. That was a first. And then we also had another first, which is going to be a little bit on the ick side. But it's okay. It's okay. We're here for it. So you, my dear friend, tried sardines.
I did.
Yes. And first of all, for the people that don't know, why would you do that on purpose? And two, how was the experience?
I just can tell that you're really grossed out.
I watched it and it was not cute. But go for it.
I wasn't cute.
You were cute. But the entire situation was not cute.
No, the entire situation was not cute.
Yeah.
So my BroSys units mm-hmm. Had BroSys Games, our second annual BroSys Games.
They're so fun.
And basically at the end, whoever loses, as in every, like, we were split up into six teams. All of the five losing teams, because if you're not a winner, you're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
All of the teams have to take a punishment.
Yeah.
And there are things like soy sauce and, like, canned meat paste and sardines and mustard sauce, which is what I had, and dog biscuits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone has to take a punishment. And my punishment, as I've said, sardines, mustard sauce. I think the mustard sauce honestly helped. It wasn't that bad. We have sardines in my house, and I just, like, always avoided them. Honestly, I might have had them one other time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really memorable. I don't think I did. But it's just, like, it's fish, okay? It's not a really big deal. It wasn't really gross. It wasn't really textury. Like, I was like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ate it with no problems. And the guy that I was across from who was eating it at the same time, I think he was having a hard time, and he was pretending he wasn't.
Bro was going
through
it.
I was like, oh, do you need water? Do you need a drink? Do you need something? Do you need to spit it out? No, it's fine. Because that's just the kind of girl I am. I don't know. But it wasn't that big of a deal. And honestly, it was, like, kind of the best part of the night for me. It was, like, kind of funny. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that was really iconic. And the video is iconic as well. To anybody who's blessed to see that video.
I didn't know it was filmed.
Oh, girl, I've got the video. And then moving away from sardines, which mm-hmm. are giving me the ick. You officially kicked off Resound's annual fundraiser, and we've been kind of talking about it the past few episodes. And so how has that been, like, Miss Promotions Director?
Miss Promotions Director is tired. I love all of the people who are ordering. So far, we have just reached 75 orders.
And that's of November 1st. And no, not November 1st, November 4th.
That's of November 4th. Yeah. As of, I have not checked my email today.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there's at least, I'm sure we've broken 80 by now.
Yeah.
But really exciting. That's $750.
Yay!
Raised so far for Go Missions. And we just know that it's making a difference, and it's really good to, like, see that progress. They were really rolling in. On Saturday, I was hanging out with some of the Resound people at Sidewalk Saturday, and my friend Nolan kept looking at his watch. He's like, another order. This person ordered two. And then I was like, oh, this is so fun. I'm just glad that it's going off so well.
Yeah.
Like, we had a couple of hiccups just because, like, this is my first year doing anything and just technology and everything. But everything has been fixed. Everything is going really smoothly now. I think just, like, the closer we get, the more chaotic it's going to be. And so I think if, like, I'm already tired now, I just know that, like, the rest of the year is going to be so crazy. But I'm having a good time. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to fold, like, the tent tables that are, like, the triad paper towers that, like, they use to promote the play and everything. Like, we're going to do that for Crispy Christmas.
Yeah.
So that'll be really fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's so fun. And that kind of puts me, like, right to my next thing, which was the phrase that we coined last episode, Plan B girly. So
I'm not pregnant.
No, we're not pregnant. In the sense of projects, Plan A never fully gets executed, so then we go to Plan B. Okay, Plan B is a winner. Oh, goodness. So, first of all, you completed one of the hardest projects for a BRDM major, I would argue, which is Moses.
Oh, please.
Because in my personal
not
opinion.
Not Moses.
Moses.
Not the capstone.
No.
Not your senior internship.
Moses.
It's a little cursed.
It's literally, like, it sounds so cool. And for those of you who don't know, it is an amazing project. It's just, it's super intimidating and scary. So go ahead and walk me through it. Like, how is the final outcome? Like, I know we had mentioned how stressful it was in previous episodes, but, like, walk me through how it went, how you're done, how excited you are, all the things.
Okay, so basically we're given the dialogue for a segment of an Adventures of Odyssey
theme
program.
Yeah.
And we have to add in all of the sound effects, all of the music, everything.
Yeah.
And it's the segment where Moses is splitting the Red Sea, and then the pillar of fire shows up for the Egyptians.
Yeah.
And then George, one of the characters, runs back to save another one of the characters from the Egyptians, right? So they've been separated, and it's all this traumatic stuff, right? So you have to find a way to transition scenes just audibly. You have to find a way to make it sound distinct, because obviously the Egyptians and the Israelites are wearing different things. They're moving different ways. Like, we gave the Egyptians horses and whips and, like, to sound more intimidating, armor, whatever. And then the Israelites are, like, you know, literally just, like, in a sackcloth probably.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there's a different, like, there's a heaviness and, like, a darkness that you want to convey from the Egyptians that you want to make sure sounds different from the Israelites, so that you know where you are and everything. And then, like, the proximity to the Red Sea splitting, the proximity to the pillar of fire, like, the Egyptians are way closer, so how do you convey that with volume, with intensity, with different sound effects? So it's really crazy. And also, you don't know what anyone else, like, there's not a time restriction on it. At least, I don't think there is. So, like, yours could end up being 30, 40 seconds longer than someone else's. And then maybe it's not as efficient, or maybe it just, like, you just didn't know that, like, you should overlap certain things.
Yeah.
And so I think part of it is, like, that conformity aspect of, like, I don't want to be, I want to be individual, but, like, I don't want to be too different in a bad way. Like, it's way too long, way too short, way too rushed, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's, like, about pacing, just, like, trying to figure out what goes where, layering everything, figuring out how do you make it sound like the C is going to both sides instead of like staying here and just getting louder. So it's just, and then also the software kept doing weird stuff. And so like my friends and I in the class are just like texting each other like, what is going on with this? This project is cursed. What is happening? I don't know what's, like I would hit okay and it would just keep popping up. Okay, okay, okay. And they're like, error. Error. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to work on this, please.
Literally.
So I'm just really glad that it's done. Yeah. I exported it and turned it in, and then I was like listening to it back, and the bounce, like the file that I turned in, for those of you who don't know what a bounce is, I guess. I don't know. It was like a little bit quiet.
Oh.
It was like quieter than it was in my session. So this is the record. Mr. L, this is my record of saying, I don't know what's happening there, but I promise that before I turned it in, it sounded like it was loud enough. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm hoping that it's fine.
But other than that, do you feel like confident in what you've put out into the world?
I feel like it's good.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people in the class have taken sound design, which I think would probably help. I didn't because you know how it is. You see a class, you go, I'm going to do that. It just, it didn't have a prereq. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just take this one. So I think like maybe that's going to contribute to something, but also you can't really pay attention to like comparing yourself to other people, because everyone's been doing different things and learning different things. And I feel like I've learned a lot from the people who are in my class that are older. I learned how to crossfade.
Yeah, you did.
Shout out. You know who you are. But I was like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I've learned a little bit more than I would have if I just did sound design. I think, like, when I go back and take sound design, it's going to be...
Yeah.
Like, I will have grown enough that it will make a difference in those projects.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. And every single episode, we always mention you're a BRDM girly, therefore you are always doing a project.
We all know. We all know. You're sick of me. You're sick and tired of me talking about all my projects. And I know that you're all just so jealous over there in your exam corner.
Literally. But you are actively writing two scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also filming one short documentary.
Yep.
And then you're also working on an audio group project. You are a busy, busy girl.
So many things.
So talk to me, like, what are the scripts for? Documentary, like what? And then group project.
Okay, so the scripts are, I'm writing a narrative film that's 8 to 10 pages.
Yeah.
Or I think it's supposed to be 10 to 12 pages, but 8 to 10 pages, I think, is what he keeps saying in class.
Yeah.
And that's just like a narrative film. It's kind of like the cumulative project of everything we've learned in our writing class.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done like nonfiction stuff, and now we're onto narrative film. And so I'm just writing about, it's honestly like kind of like Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, Nutcracker kind of vibes, where like, transported to a magical world, have to save the kingdom vibe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
The vibes be vibing.
The vibes be vibing. And then the other script I'm writing is a mockumentary.
Oh.
That's about a guy who gets chronically embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like written kind of like a medical PSA, like, you know, are you or a loved one been affected by mesothelioma, you know, like one of those vibes where they get like commentaries from people who have struggled with that, or their mom struggled with it, and they're like, it affected my life so much. But it's about this guy who just gets so embarrassed and just can't like stop thinking about it.
I love that.
So I just thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
So that's like the documentary that I'm kind of working on.
Yeah.
And then our audio group project. So we're doing ADR, and what ADR is basically when you have a film where the dialogue hasn't been recorded properly, or even when you're dubbing something from a different language, you have to have the mouths match up, and you want to translate it correctly. And so they bring the original actor or the like other language actor into a studio, and they sit in front of a mic, and they do all the same kind of like motions that they did when they were acting, but now they're like saying the dialogue exactly when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
So just, we have to like cut up all the scenes, and then we have to like, we have like cue beeps where we go beep, 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 line. And that's like when they start saying it, so that we know that it lines up perfectly. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to cut that up. We'll have to find actors, which I already have one actor. I only need like, I think, two more. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a scene from The Incredibles, which is really fun. I really like that movie. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be super cool. But it is due in less than 2 weeks.
Ish.
And I feel like we have a lot of work to do. So mm-hmm. I just think that it's going to be a test, definitely. But I think, like, my group is super awesome. So I know that it's going to, like, turn out fine.
Yeah. Shout out to the group members. Way to rock on. You know? And then also, you had kind of mentioned briefly in your journal that you were working on some future planning. Mm-hmm. Walk me through that. What does that look like as of right now?
So as of right now, we're kind of trying to think ahead, because when you get involved in a lot of things, you have to kind of pay attention to what your workload is going to be like for the future, what you can kind of take on, what you haven't taken on that you feel like would be helpful. And so, like, gaining a broad experience. I just feel like there's a lot of things that the Lord is telling me maybe to let go of. But also, is it the Lord? Is it what my friends think I should do? Is mm-hmm. it what I really want to do?
Yeah.
It's really hard to determine the reason behind the things that I feel like I should drop or pick up or whatever it is. And I think part of it is also, like, with certain relationships, or even just going, this friendship is not going to progress very far, and so I need to stop pretending like it's going to, like, maybe we're just class friends, maybe we're just, you know, it's like kind of taking stock of my energy. Mm-hmm. What am I going to put it into? What's more important, mm-hmm. you know, socially, academically, work-wise? I just feel like there's a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of things where I'm like, there are so many good things about this, but there's also things that I don't love about it. And so it's hard to kind of decide what outweighs that and what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah. And, like, things that I promised or, like, I'm obligated towards. And so then it's like, well, those are things that I need to keep for, you know, my own, like, upholding my own moral code kind of a thing. Like, I promised I was going to do this, and so I will. But there are certain things where it's like, oh, wow, this is really tough. Like, this is hard because I want to do this and I can't do this. And I know that that's all super duper vague. But I don't know. I think a lot of us can relate to that, which is why I brought it up, even though I can't bring out the specifics of it. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a hard time of life.
Yeah.
And it involves a lot more people than just me. And so I don't want to say anything that's going to be misconstrued or anything like that.
Yeah. And that kind of brings me into my next question, with how is God working in your life? Because I know you had said that sometimes you struggle with listening to godly counsel, when you've already made up your mind about stuff and other things. So how is God working in your life in that way? And how are you just seeing God in general working?
I think that I'm just, I wouldn't say that I'm super stubborn, mm-hmm. but I think that I can trick myself into thinking that this is the best way, or I've already made up my mind kind of unknowingly, and then I just look for evidence to support what I've already decided in my heart. And I really, that's just something I need to grow from, because I really don't like that about myself. Like, I want to make sure that I'm doing things because of the right reasons.
Yeah.
That I'm doing it because God has called me to that, not because I called myself to that. Because I just know that He has a lot of really great things for me and a lot of really great people to put into my life. And so if I'm just, like, pretending to take His counsel of, like, I really think God's telling me to do this, then, like, that's totally missing the point. And also, it's just really scary because I want His counsel on things, but it's hard for me to tell whether I'm seeing the way that my decision should go, or if I'm letting my thoughts cloud my judgment.
That's relatable beyond belief. And how would you say, because we're coming up on, like, the final push, I mean, like, the Christmas tree,
she's up. We have 4 weeks left. We're on week 12.
So how are you really going to be pursuing God in this really crazy time? Because, I mean, it's cuckoo bananas on campus, because there's all the Christmas campus stuff, and then there's also, like, social stuff, and then there's academic stuff, and all the things. So how are you going to, one, be pursuing God in that, like, busy time, but also be prioritizing your own well-being and your own mind?
I think just making sure that I'm staying diligent mm-hmm. in my quiet time with God. I think I've let a lot of busyness kind of seep into my relationship with Him. But, like, even if I'm waiting for chapel to start and I pull out my Bible and I go, this is, like, I'm not going to talk to my friends. I'm going to just do this. Or if I'm waiting in the lunch line, mm-hmm. or that makes it sound like I'm in sixth grade. That's really funny. The lunch line.
Ooh, that's a throwback.
Man, in the cafeteria. But, I mean, there's all these hundreds of little moments in between things that I obviously can make room for Him. Yeah. I can make room for Him by waking up 10 minutes earlier. Like, there's a lot of ways that I can, and I'm praying to Him a lot for the discipline too, because I, like, sleep has not been super great for me lately, mm-hmm. and so, like, waking up 10 minutes early is, like, you know,
yeah,
it's like, I know that it's only 10 minutes, but, like, when you only get 4 hours of sleep sometimes, it's like, that's everything. Yeah. Please, no. I'm just going to wake up at the last second.
Yeah.
But just, like, making sure that I am prioritizing Him in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Like, I've planned on getting certain places earlier than everyone else
yeah.
just so that I can have my quiet time. And I know, like, why wouldn't you just do that in the room before you leave? But, like, also, sometimes people are coming in and out of your room. Like, mm-hmm. people know you're there. And so sometimes if you're showing up to a classroom super early or showing up to work super early when no one else is going to be there, that's a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Pro tip, just go somewhere else.
Literally. Leave the premises of your comfort zone.
Leave the premises and go somewhere for that specific purpose.
Exactly.
Whether it's studying, whether it's praying to God, whether it's, like, sitting in thought. Like, if you go somewhere specifically for that reason and you leave your phone behind. God forbid. I know.
In this generation?
That was actually, I think the feds are going to come for me for that one.
Campus security, please.
Actually, campus security is on their way right now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yikes.
Literally.
No. But just, like, taking steps to make sure you're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Because you're looking out for your future self, not for, yeah. Current me wants to take it easy. Current me wants to. Mm-hmm. Well, is current you going to be happy if you're suffering in your relationship with God? No, mm-hmm. absolutely not. There's a clear, definite answer. It's black and white. Absolutely not. You're not
literally,
gonna be
happy. Literally. No, that's great. And I think that's a great spot to end for today. So thank you for joining me and for just sharing your plans, your heart, all the things, and your ick of a sardine story.
Why'd you have to end on that?
Sorry, my bad. But yeah, so just thank you for talking with me. We'll talk to you again in two whole weeks.
A fortnight.
No.
How dare you?
Sorry, I apologize. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Noel Stodden.